The north gate the besiegers had raised an earthen ramp to the top of the wall, no mean achievement. Dejagore squatted atop a high mound behind walls 40 feet high. The ramp had been damaged badly. Men were hauling earth up to repair it. Presumably that had been the point of attack the night whatever had happened had happened. The besiegers looked ragged. The condition of their camp suggested low morale. Could I take advantage? Had word of yesterday's misadventure reached the line troops? Knowing that, knowing a large force could hammer them against the anvil of the city, they ought to be ripe for a rout. I could not place Shadow Spinner. Maybe he was holed up in the remnants of the permanent camp south of the city. It had its own rampart and ditch. If not, he was careful not to stand out. Maybe Mogaba had a habit of picking on him. Ram returned with Abda and the other man. I said, I want to find a way to get down there unseen. Spread out. Try to find one. Watch for pickets. If we can get down there, we can give them a nasty surprise tonight. They nodded and slipped away. Ram, with his customary worried look, he still did not believe I could take care of myself. Sometimes I wondered. I gave them a head start, then moved westward. I had a surprise for the Shadow Masters, if my limited talent was up to it. It took longer than I hoped, but it looked workable. It being a bat trap that would call and kill like a candle does moths. I'd been thinking about versions since we'd left Taglios. It should work on crows, too, with adjustments. Which left only the shadows. We had not encountered it, but rumors of old, out of the Shadowlands in the days of conquest, said those shadows could be assassins as well as spies. Captains and kings had died too opportunely, with no other explanation. Maybe the deaths of two Shadow Masters had taken that weapon away. Maybe a killing took a combined effort. I hoped so, but did not count on it. I set the trap working and hurried back to where I had parted with Ram. The others were there waiting. Ram scolded me. I suffered it. I'd grown fond of him in a sisterly way. It had been a long time since anyone had been concerned about me. It felt good. When Ram finished, Abda interjected.
We found two routes down. Neither one is ideal. The better one might be used by the horsemen. We cleared the pickets. I sent a few men down in case there's a changing of the guard.
That could be a problem. Blade materialized, dogged by Narayan and Sindhu. You made good time, I told him. He grunted, studied the city. I explained what I wanted to do. I don't expect to accomplish much. The point is to harass Shadow Spinner, demoralize his men, and let ours inside know there's an army out here. Blade glanced at the westering sun, grunted again. Swan and Mather joined us. I said, get some men moving. Abda, explain the routes. Mr. Mather, take charge of the infantry. Sindhu, you take the horsemen. Swan, Blade, Narayan, Ram, come with me. I want to talk. Mather and Sindhu got things moving. We got out of their way. I asked Swan, Swan, your men brought home the news about the row down here. Run through what you know. He did. I entered questions, did not get half the information I wanted. Not that.